Critical care nurses are dividing their time between a dozen patients in this room, but Lieutenant Colonel Elena Schlenker has her eyes on this one.
This patient is another blast injury. So he has bilateral amputations to his lower extremities. He's obtained a chest wall trauma, and he's on a ventilator. He's been intubated, and he's on ventilatory support. So we're having to manage his airway with specialized equipment.
Directly behind him is a control room where instructors are surrounded by video monitors and closely watch what the emergency personnel are doing through ceiling cameras. They quickly make adjustments.
The team is debriefed together and then individual debriefs. Kind of depends on that, on the exactly. Sometimes the scenario may require us to stop it prevent further progression of deterioration of the patient.
Across the room, one of the patients calls out. He's lost a leg and is about to lose an arm.
Come on, help me. Oh, I'm bleeding so bad. Is the bleeding stopped? Where am I? Am I hit anywhere else?
As you've guessed by now, Trauma Tom is not a real person, and the other medical mannequins aren't real patients. But they're very believable simulators, costing hundreds of thousands of dollars and mimicking lifelike situations. The newly opened UC Health Simulation Center across from Shriners Hospital is an outgrowth of the university's partnership with the Air Force. Since 2001, at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, the two have been providing training for the military and civilians in the areas of trauma and critical care. 2 years ago, the military told Chairman of Emergency Medicine, Dr. Arthur Pancioli, it had more mannequins than it knew what to do with.
And they basically said, can you build us some walls? And if you can, we'll share the equipment. And what a perfect opportunity to work even more collaboratively.
There are some larger simulation centers in other parts of the country, but Pancioli and the military say these are probably the most advanced mannequins.
We can do operations on them, and it very much simulates a real operation on a human. These mannequins can bleed. These mannequins have respiratory or breathing difficulties. They can have cardiac difficulties. And the operator or controller or teacher can change the parameters of that body on a second-by-second basis.
The setup can also be changed to simulate nighttime, flight medicine, battlefield triage, and more. On this day, people from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base were checking it out.
The military aspect of it, we have Air Force members that are coming in from all areas of the world. Active duty, reservists, guards, men. We have Army personnel that come in here for training. And then on the university side or on the civilian sector, we have the hospital personnel, EMS, fire department, air care, mobile care. So it is really a joint training effort all the way around.
In the future, these simulators could be treating you. NASA is training robots to give emergency medical care in space. There's a video on our website showing the robot with instructions from the Earth giving an injection with a syringe. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.